Heli-Ski businesses in Haines are allocated a certain number of ski days each season. Each ski day is equal to one client spending one day heli-skiing. This year saw the fewest number of ski days since 2007. Scott Sundberg is the owner of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, also known as SEBA. His business used only about a third of its ski days this season.
The last couple of years have not been very good snow years.
According to National Weather Service data, the Canadian border station on the Haines Highway normally records around 260 inches of snow annually. But for the last 2 years, the snowfall has been less than half of that. Sundberg says that many skiers are booking trips in the lower 48, Japan, and Canada, where there has been better snow recently. But snow isn't the only factor affecting heli-ski operations. Sundberg says that the ski industry is spending less money on heli-ski trips to film professional athletes. He also says that skiers are looking to find new areas.
People who have been to Haines to ski have skied the available terrain and over the years had hoped to come back and ski new terrain. That's one reaction we've gotten from our previous clientele.
Sundberg wants to offer more heli-skiing on land near Haines, managed by the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. Helicopter-supported recreation grew on these lands in the 1990s and early 2000s, but was reduced while Alaska Department of Fish and Game researched their noise impact to wildlife. Now BLM is considering an update to its management plan that could increase the number of helicopter recreation landing permits for previously buffered areas. BLM will hold a public meeting on its management plan at the Chilkat Center for the Arts on June 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.